going to the beauty parlor, darling. But I'm leaving you with your favorite friend, Roger. He's going to take very, very good care of you. Because if he doesn't, he's going back to the science lab.
Please, don't worry. Wherever you stay, yes, ma'am. Aye, aye, sir. Okie dokie. Why, I'll take care of him like he was my own brother. Or my own sister. Ow! Or my brother's sister. Or my second cousin, who is twice Or my ninth cousin, who is 9 times removed from his place outside. Or like my 15th cousin. Like my 17th cousin, who is 156 times removed from any side. I'll save you, baby!
Okay.
Don't burn yourself, baby Herman! Whoa!
No, no,
gets to his feet, then hit him with a boulder.
Right on, Kenny.
How much do you know about show business, Mr. Valiant?
Only there's no business like it. No business I know.
Yeah, and there's no business more expensive. I'm 25 grand over budget on the latest Baby Herman cartoon. You saw the rabbit blowing his lines. He can't keep his mind in his work. You know why?
One too many refrigerators dropped on his head.
Ah, he's a toon. You can drop anything you want on his head. He'll shake it off. The break is hard. Goes to pieces just like you or me. Leave that.
Seen cooing over calamari with not-so-new sugar daddy was Jessica Rabbit, wife of Maroon cartoon star Roger. What's this got to do with me?
You're the private detective. You figure it out.
Look, I don't have time for this.
Look, Valiant, his wife's poison, but he thinks she's Betty Crocker. I want you to follow her. Give me a couple of nice, juicy pictures I can wise the rabbit up with.
Forget it. I don't work Toontown.
What's wrong with Toontown? Every Joe loves Toontown.
You get Joe to do the job, because I ain't going.
Whoa, fella. You don't want to go to Toontown, you don't have to go to Toontown. Nobody said you had to go to Toontown anyway. Have a seat, Valiant. The rabbit's wife sings at a joint called the Ingham Paint Club. Toon Review. Strictly humans only, okay? So what do you think, Valiant? Well?
The job's gonna cost you $100 plus expense.
$100? That's ridiculous.
So's the job.
All right, all right. You got your $100. Have a drink, Eddie.
I don't mind if I do.
Kind of jumpy, aren't you, Valiant? It's just Dumbo.
I know who it is.
I got him on loan from Disney. Him and half the cast of Fantasia. The best part is, they work for peanuts.
Well, I don't work for peanuts. Where's the other 50?
Let's call the other 50 a carrot to finish the job.
You've been hanging around rabbits too long.
I look like a bank.
Wait for me! Hey, guys! Come on, hurry up! Hurry up!
Hey, mister! Ain't you had a car?
Who needs a car in L.A.? We got the best public transportation system in the world.
Cigarettes.
You bet.
You got it.
how's it going?
Okay, what you got for me?
The usual bills.
Hey, you set my wall!
Are you okay? What's with Earl? Laid off.
A new outfit bought the red car. Some big company called Cloverleaf.
No kidding. They bought the red car?
Yeah, put the poor guy on 2 weeks' notice. Cutbacks, they said.
Oh, well. Here's to the pencil pushers. May they all get lead poisoning, huh?
Tomorrow's Friday, Eddie. You know what happens here on Friday?
Fish special?
Well, my boss checks the books on Friday. And if I don't have that money I gave you back in the till, I'm going to lose my job.
Don't bust a button, Dolores. You've only got one left.
$50? Where's the rest?
Well, it's only a snoop job away. You got that camera of yours?
Mine's in the shop.
Wouldn't be the pawn shop any chance, would it?
Oh, come on, Dolores. You need the other 50, I need the camera.
Any film in there?
Should be. I haven't had that role developed since our trip to Catalina. It sure was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. We'll have to do that again sometime.
Yeah, sure, Eddie. Paper even good?
Just check the scrawl.
R.K. Maroon? As in Maroon Cartoons?
Maroon Cartoons? Hey! So who's your client, Mr. Detective to the Stars? Chilly Willy? A Screwy Squirrel?
What do you want to drink?
I'll take a beer, though. So what happened, huh? Somebody kidnapped Dinky Doodle?
Cut it out, Angelo.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know. You're working for Little Bo Peep. She's lost a sheep, and you're going to help her find him.
Get this straight, Meatball. I don't work for Jones.
So what's his problem?
Toon killed his brother.
What? Huh?
Dropped the piano on his head.
Got this password?
Walt sent me. Monkey suit.
Why, yes.
Understand what this duck is saying? I've worked with a lot of wise quackers, but you are despicable.
Come, stubborn nigger.
I did it. This is the last time I work with someone with a speech impediment. This means war.
Wait, think that's funny?
Oh, it's a
panic.
You won't think it's funny when I stick that pen up your nose.
Now, calm down, son, will you? Look, the stain's gone. It's disappearing ink. No hard feelings, I hope.
Look, I'm...
I know who you are. Marvin Acme, the guy that owns Toontown, the Gag King.
If it's Acme, it's a gasser. Put it there, pal. The hand buzzer.
It's still our biggest seller. Scotch on the rocks. And I mean ice.
Dogs are funny. They never get to finish the act. Great.
Thanks. Two months.
Cigars? Cigarettes? Eddie Valiant.
Betty?
Long time no see.
What are you doing here?
Work's been kind of slow since cartoons went to color. But I still got it, Eddie. Boop, boop, be doop.
Yeah, you still got it.
What's with him?
Mr. Acme never misses a night when Jessica performs.
Got a thing for rabbits, huh?
You had plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here.
She's married to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. What a lucky girl.
Now if you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do? Some other man do. Get out of here. Get me some money too. Get out of here. Get me some money.
Tonight, baby.
I really mean it. My darling, you were superb. You absolutely, truly, and honestly fashmallied that audience. You killed them. You slayed them. You belted them into the...
What do you think you're doing, chump?
Who are you calling a chump, chimp?
And don't let me catch a peeping face around here again. Got it?
Ooga booga.
I got everything made right here on the bed.
Tonight, Marvin. I have a headache.
What, Jessica? You promised.
Oh, all right. But this time, take off that hand buzzer.
Patty cake. Oh. Patty cake. Patty cake. Patty cake. Patty cake.
Patty cake.
Take comfort, son. You're not the first man whose wife baked patty cake on him.
I took the pictures myself. She played patty cake.
Oh, not my Jessica. Not patty cake. This is impossible. I don't believe it. It can't be. It just can't be. Jessica's my wife. It's possible. The kryptonite of my life. The apple of my eye. The green of my coffee.
You better start drinking it black, because Acme's taking it clean now.
Hard to believe. Marvin Acme's been my friend and neighbor for 30 years. Who would have thought he was a sugar daddy?
Somebody must have made it do it.
Now, drink this, son. It'll make you feel better.
Mr. Maroon, I think my work here is finished. How about that carriage you owe me, huh?
A deal's a deal.
Great. Thanks.
Roger, I know all this seems pretty painful now, but you'll find someone new, won't you, Mr. Valiant?
Yeah, sure. Good-looking guy like that, the Danes will be breaking his door down.
Jessica's the only one for me. You'll see. I'll ride them up this killing picadillo. We're going to be happy again. Yes, that's happy. KPPI.
Well, at least he took it well.
Thank you.
the other.
Lieutenant Santino, where'd you come from?
Gee whiz, Eddie, if you needed money so bad, why didn't you come to me?
So I took a couple of dirty pitches, so kill me.
I already got a stiff on my hands, thank you. Huh? Marvin Acme. The rabbit cacked him last night.
What?
Now what?
He says I haven't been this close to Toontown for a while.
Ow! My biscuits are burning! Fire in the hatch! Oh, green hornet toads, that's smarts!
Come on, Eddie, let's get this over with. He's with me. Just like a tune to drop a safe in a guy's head. Sorry, Eddie. Better wait here, all right?
Hey, Chisel, get a load of this.
You seen one of these?
Hey, guys.
Didn't you used to be Eddie Valiant?
Or did you change your name to Jack Daniels?
What's that?
Paint from the rabbit's glove.
Mr. Valiant. I hope you're proud of yourself and those pictures you took.
Removing evidence from the scene of a crime?
No, Judge Doom. Valiant here was just picking it up for you. Weren't you, Eddie?
Hand it over.
Sure. He's number one sub.
I see working for a tune has rubbed off on you.
I wasn't working for a tune. I was working for R.K. Maroon.
Yes. We talked to Mr. Maroon. He told us the rabbit became quite agitated when you showed him the pictures. The rabbit said one way or another, he and his wife are going to be happy. Is that true?
Pop, do I look like a stenographer?
Shut your yap, Eddie. The man's in charge.
That's all right, Lieutenant. From the smell of him, I'd say it was the booze talking. No matter, the rabbit won't get far. My men will find him.
Weasels?
Yes, I find I have a special gift for the work.
All right, you mugs, fall out.
Did you find the rabbit?
Don't worry, Judge. We got the foremen all over the city. We'll find him.
You wouldn't have any idea where the rabbit might be, Mr. Valiant?
Have you tried Walla Walla? Cucamonga? I hear Kokomo's very nice this time of the year.
I'm surprised you're not more cooperative, Mr. Valiant. A human has been murdered by a tune. Don't you appreciate the magnitude of that? Since I've had
Toontown under my jurisdiction, my goal has been to rein in the insanity. And the only way to do that is to make Toons respect the law.
Judge.
Spread a bunch of simoleons around Toontown a couple years back. Bought the election.
Huh? What's that?
Remember how we always thought there wasn't a way to kill a toon? Well, Doom found the way. Turpentine, acetone, benzene. He calls it the dip.
I'll catch the rabbit, Mr. Valiant. Then I'll try him, convict him, and execute him.
Kid gloves, Mr. Valiant.
But this is how we handle things down in Toontown. I'd think you of all people would appreciate that.
Make him quit, but he just won't listen to me.
What do you know, you dumb broad? You got the IQ of a rattle. You Valiant?
Yes.
I want to talk to you about the Acme murder. Hey, stop. Why don't you run downstairs and get me a racing form?
Oh! Okay, I'm going.
The ladies' man, huh?
My problem is I got a 50-year-old lust and a 3-year-old dinky.
Yeah, must be tough.
Look, Valiant, the rabbit didn't kill Acme. He's not a murderer. I should know. He's a dear friend of mine. I tell you, Valiant, the whole thing stinks like yesterday's diapers. Look at this. The paper said Acme left no will. That's a load of succotash. Every Toon knows Acme had a will. He promised to leave Toontown to us Toons. That will is the reason he got pumped off.
Has anybody ever seen this will?
No, but he gave us his solemn oath.
If you believe that joker could do anything solid, the gag's on you, pal.
I just figured since you were the one who got my pal in trouble, you might want to help get him out. I can pay you.
Save your money for a pair of elevator shoes.
I know about your dog. Oh, ow! My doggie! Wah! Wah! Wah!
Fault the rabbit got himself in trouble. Oh, all I did was take a couple of lousy pictures. You get in here.
Through the mail slot. I thought it would be best if I waited inside. See, it's how I'm wanted for murder.
No kidding. Just talking to you could get me a rap rating and a betting. Wait a minute. Anybody know you're here?
Nobody. Not a soul except,
Who?
Well, you see, I didn't know where your office was, so I asked the newsboy. He didn't know, so I asked the fireman, the greengrocer, the butcher, the baker. They didn't know. But the liquor store guy, he knew.
You're not a hey! Damn town, okay?
Please, Eddie, don't tell me you're making a big mistake. I didn't hear anybody. I swear, this whole thing's a setup, a scam, a frame job. Ow, Eddie, I could never hurt anybody. Ow, my whole purpose in life is to make people live. Okay, sure. I admit it. I got a little steamed when you showed me those pictures of Jessica. So I rushed over to the Egan Hate Club. But she wasn't in her dressing room, so I wrote her a love letter.
Wait a minute. You're telling me, in a fit of jealousy, you wrote your wife a love letter?
That's right. I know it. She was just an innocent victim of circumstance.
I suppose you use the old lipstick on the mirror routine, huh?
Lipstick, yes. Mirror, no. I found a nice, clean piece of paper. Dear Jessica, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Why don't you just leave the letter there?
Obviously, a poem of this power and sensitivity must be read in person, so I went home to wait for her. But the weasels were there waiting for me, so I ran.
So why come to me? I'm the guy that took the pictures of your wife.
Yeah, and you're also the guy that helped all these tunes. Everybody knows when a tune's in trouble, there's only one place to go. Valiant and Valiant.
Not anymore. Get out of that chair! That's my brother's chair.
Yeah, where is your brother anyway? He looks like a sensitive and sober fellow.
That's him. I'm calling the cops.
Go ahead. Call the cops. I come here to help him. What do you do? You turn me in. No. Don't feel guilty about me. So long. And thanks for nothing.
That's the closet. Stupid.
Eddie Valiant, you're under arrest.
Yeah. Idiot. I got no keys for these cuffs.
Huh?
All this wee stuff. They just want the rabbit.
Looks like they gave us the slip, huh, boss?
Nah, Valiant's got him stashed somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Hold it right there.
Hello, boys. I didn't hear you come in.
Okay, wise guy. Where's the rabbit?
I haven't seen him.
What's in there?
My lingerie.
See, Lion. Search the place, boys. And leave no stone unturned. Look, Valiant, we got a reliable tip-off. The rabbit was here, and was corrugated by several others. Forget the boosty.
You keep talking like that, and I'm gonna have to wash your mouth out.
Stop that slip! Stop that laughing! You know what happens when you can't stop. One of these days you're gonna die laughing. As for you, Valiant, step out of line and we'll hang you and your laundry out to dry. Come on, boys. Let's dance, Fred.
They're gone.
Jeepers, Eddie, that was swell. You saved my life. How can I ever repay you?
For starters, don't ever kiss me again. Stop kicking me. Dolores! Dolores! Dolores!
Hey, Eddie. Hey, front page thing.
Yeah, I guess I made some ink. Hey,
what ink?
But tell me, Eddie, is that a rabbit in your pocket or you just happy to see me?
Cut the comedy, Dolores. I've had a very hard day. I've got to get out of these cuffs.
Oh, swell.
You! Jeepers, Eddie! That almost killed me!
Ow! Boy, what is this? Some kind of a secret room?
It's a rot gut room. Holdover from Prohibition.
Oh, I get it. A speakeasy. A gin mill. A hooch parlor.
Tools are up here, Eddie.
Look at that. It's a spy hole. Jeepers, Eddie, this will be a great place to hide.
Crazy truth.
Watch your head.
You said you'd never take another toothpaste. What'd you have, a change of heart?
Nothing's changed. Somebody's made a patsy out of me, and I'm going to find out why. Hold still, will ya?
Does it help?
Yeah, thanks. Do you mean to tell me that you could have taken your hand out of that cuff at any time?
No, not at any time. Only when it was funny.
Come on, Eddie. Where's your sense of humor?
He always is funny, or only on days when he's wanted for murder?
Listen, my philosophy is this. If you don't have a good sense of humor, you're better off dead.
You just may get your wish unless I can figure out what happened to this.
What is it, Eddie?
Just look at it.
Mr. Rackney's will.
Yeah, and I think Maroon played the part of sound mind and your wife the sound body.
Why, I resent that innuendo.
What's the scheme, Eddie?
I don't think they got to the will.
But how do you know?
Because they were still looking for it after they killed him.
Anything I can do?
Maybe you could go downtown and check the probate.
Yeah, check the probate. Why, my Uncle Thumper had a problem with his probate, and he had to take his big pills and drink lots of water.
That prostate, you idiot, probate.
Let me get this straight. You think that my boss, R.K. Maroon, dropped a safe on Marvin Acme's head so that he could get his hands on Toontown?
Yeah. That's my hunch. Can he stay here for a couple of days?
Not going to do anything crazy, is he? Where are you going?
Back to the office.
Mr. Valiant. You've got the wrong idea about me, Mr. Valiant. I'm a pawn in this, just like Roger. Can you help me find him? Just name your price, and I'll pay it.
Yeah, I bet you would. You gotta have the rabbit to make the scam work.
No. I love my husband. You've got me all wrong. You don't know how hard it is being a woman looking the way I do.
Yeah, well, you don't know how hard it is being a man looking at a woman looking the way you do.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Weren't you the one I caught playing patty cake with old man Acme?
You didn't catch me, Mr. Valiant. You were set up to take those pictures.
What are you talking about?
Maroon wanted to blackmail Acme. I didn't want to have anything to do with it, but he said if I didn't pose for those patty cake pictures, Roger would never work in this town again. I couldn't let that happen. I'd do anything for my husband, Mr. Valiant. Anything.
What a wife.
I'm desperate, Mr. Valiant. Can't you see how much I need you?
Dabbling in watercolors, Eddie?
Sorry.
Goodbye, Eddie. My offer stands firm. Think about it.
Tell me what she was doing with her arms around you.
Probably looking for a good place to stick a knife.
Come on, Eddie. I caught you with your pants down.
Yeah, but if you... Dolores, come... Come on, Dolores. You don't believe a painted hussy like that could turn my head. She's just trying to get her hands on the rabbit.
That's not all she's trying to get her hands on.
Now, look, Dolores, listen. Listen to me. Look, I want you to go out. I want you to buy yourself a new swimsuit. Because you and me are going to Catalina. I'm on the verge of wrapping up this case.
No, you're not, Eddie. That's what I came to tell you. I stopped by probate. Maroon's not after Toontown like you thought. It's Cloverleaf that wants to get their hands on Toontown. They put in the highest bid. And unless Mr. Acme's will shows up by midnight tonight, Cloverleaf is going to own Toontown.
What? At midnight tonight?
That's right.
First they buy the red car. Then they want to get their hands on Toontown. I don't get it. Roger.
A rabbit.
Get the judge.
The joke don't sit there on your brain. Woo-hoo-hoo! Right, sir. Who'd you tell her? Quasimodo? Woo-hoo! My buddy, Betty D. A sour put you'll be. But when I'm done, he'll be no gun to the Joker. He will be C-D-E-S-C-A-I-I. Love to break the pain. Believe me, I'm no strain. Feel so great, the sun just take it. Look, there's no pain. No pain. No pain. No pain. No pain. No pain. No
crazy rabbit. I went out there risking my neck for you. What are you doing? Singing and dancing.
But I'm a toon. Toons are supposed to make people laugh.
Get out!
You don't understand. Those people needed to laugh.
Yeah, and when they done laughing, they'll call the cops. That guy Angelo would rat on you for a nickel.
Not Angelo. He never turned me in.
Why? Because you made him laugh.
That's right. A laugh can be a very powerful thing. Why, sometimes in life, it's the only weapon we have. Laughter is the most
Ipsnay, Ipsnay.
I'm looking for a murderer. A rabbit. A toon, rabbit. About yay.
Bing.
Look. There's no rabbit here. So don't harass my customers.
I didn't come here to harass. I came here to reward.
Well, say hello.
Harvey.
Told you so.
Merry-go-round broke down. Quite a loony selection for a group of drunken reprobates.
He's here! Stop that laughing! Have you forgotten what happened last time? If you don't stop this laughing, you're going to end up dead, just like your idiot Peter Cousins.
Say, boss, you always should disassemble the place.
No, Sergeant. Disassembling the place won't be necessary. A rabbit is going to come right to me. No clue can resist the old shave and a haircut.
Tony, you are doomed. Roger. Roger. Roger, no!
Do with a wallflower.
We'll see to him later. Right now, I feel like dispensing some justice. Bring me some dip. Does the condemned have anything to say before his sentence is carried out?
Why, yeah.
Dolores. Bourbon. Make it a double.
Fine time for a drink, Eddie. Maybe you'd like a bowl of pretzels to go with it.
Just pour the drink, Dolores. Hey, Judge! Doesn't a dying rabbit deserve a last request?
Yeah, nose plugs would be nice.
I think you want a drink. How about it, Judge?
Well, why not? I don't mind prolonging the execution.
A betrayal.
Something like Betty. I'm trying to cut down.
Drink the drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Listen, when I say I do, that means I do.
Come on, Roger! Get me out of here! Eddie, we gotta help the ride! Open the doors!
me up for driving on a sidewalk.
Come on, Eddie, get in.
It was just a couple of miles.
I'll drive.
But I want to drive.
No, I'll drive. I'm the cat. Out of my way, pencil neck. How about this weather, huh? It never rains.
They sprung the cab. Let's go.
And how about those Brooklyn Dodgers? Are they bums or what?
Move over. I'm driving. Benny, Eddie, we got company.
Will you look at these two? Excuse me, lady. Now that's what I call a couple of road hogs.
I'm going to blow his head off. Benny, look out to the gate. No!
Investigating a robbery at the First National Bank of Toontown. Back in those days, me and Teddy liked working in Toontown. Thought it was a lot of laughs. Anyway, this guy got away with a zillion simoleons. We trailed into a little dive down on Yaxa Street. Went in. Only he got the drop on us. Literally. Dropped a piano on us from 15 stories. Broke my arm. Teddy never made it. I never did find out who that guy was. All I remember was him standing over me laughing. With those burning red eyes. And that high squeaky voice. He disappeared into Toontown after that.
No wonder you hate me. If a toon killed my brother, I'd hate me too.
Come on, don't cry. I don't hate you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do hate me. Otherwise, you wouldn't have yanked my ears all those times.
All right, I'm sorry I yanked your ears.
All the times you yanked my ears?
All the times I yanked your ears.
Apology accepted. Put her there, pal. I feel better. Oh, boy! I hope it's another cartoon. Jeepers, another stupid newsreel. I hate the news.
Did she get all my stuff?
Yes. It's all packed up in the car outside. Would have been here right after you called, but I had to shake the weasels.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the trouble in the bar.
Well, stuffing olives for a living wasn't for me anyway.
Dolores? You ought to find yourself a good man.
But I already have a good man.
Leave. Don't mind me.
You better get going, Eddie.
A near miss. But this miss says that's as good as a smile. California Cloverleaf.
Glad Teddy's not here to see me running away with my tail between my legs.
It's not so bad once you get used to it.
The Pacific Red Car Trolley Line and the venerated Maroon Cartoon Studios. Here, R.K. Maroon is seen clinching the deal with Cloverleaf's bankers and execs in one of the biggest real estate deals ever in California history.
That's it. That's the connection.
There's nobody here.
Is that it, or are you scared?
Please, me scared? Don't be ridiculous. When you called Maroon, you told him you had the will, but you don't. When he finds out, he's going to be mad. He might try to kill you.
I can handle a Hollywood cream puff. I just don't want the odds to change. Will you cover my back? If you hear or see anything, beat the horn twice.
Yeah, that's it. Beat the horn twice. Cover your back. Boy, I'm ready. Dukes, I see you. Ears to the ground. Why, nobody gets the drop on Roger Rabbit.
Valiant, what are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack.
You need a heart before you can have an attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got the will.
Sure. I got the will. Question is, do you have the way? I can tell you now, it ain't gonna come cheap.
You got a lot of brass coming up here by yourself.
Who said I'm here by myself?
Let me see that will.
I told you I got it.
I want to see it now.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. This is supposed to be a joke?
No, this is... Get up.
What are you going to do to me, man?
I'm going to listen to you spin the Cloverleaf scenario. The story of greed, sex, and murder. And the parts that I don't like. I'm going to edit out.
You got it all wrong. I'm a cartoon maker, not a murderer.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
Stop it. The truth is, I had a chance to sell my studio. But Cloverleaf wouldn't buy my property and they sent me sold them his. The stubborn bastard wouldn't sell. So I was going to blackmail Acme with pictures of him and the rabbit's wife. Blackmail, that's all. I've been around Tunes all my life. I didn't want to see him destroyed.
Tunes destroyed? Why?
If I tell you, I'm a dead man.
You're a dead man if you don't tell me.
Unless Acme's will shows by midnight tonight, Tunes Town's gonna be left with a freak.
Roger!
They want to see him here.
Daddy Valiant, well, you're a sight for sore
eyes. I ain't seen you deny on to 5 years.
Where you been?
Drunk. You feeling frisky tonight, fellas?
Yeah!
Let's go.
on that.
Thank you.
Valiant.
I always knew I'd get it in Toontown.
Behind you!
Drop it, lady!
I just saved your life and you still don't trust me?
I don't trust anybody or anything.
Not even your own eyes? That's the gun that killed R.K. Maroon. And Doom pulled the trigger.
Doom?
I followed him to the studio, but I was too late to stop him.
That's right! You'll never stop me! You're dead! You're not dead! Doom!
Which way did he go?
I don't know, but he went that way.
Let's go!
Dum-dums.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Where's Roger?
Roger? He chickened out on me back at the studio.
No, he didn't. I hit him on the head with a frying pan and put him in the trunk so he wouldn't get hurt.
Makes perfect sense.
We're obviously not going anywhere in my car. Let's take yours.
I got a feeling somebody already did.
From the looks of it, I'd say it was Roger. My honey bunny was never very good behind the wheel.
A better lover than a driver, huh?
You'd better believe it, Buster. Uh-oh. It's the weasels. This way. We'll take Gingerbread Lane.
No, no. Gingerbread Lane's this way.
So, Valiant, you call a cab or what? Hubba, hubba, hubba. A loud meeting, Mademoiselle.
So how long have you known it was Doom?
Before poor Marvin Acme was killed, he confided in me that Doom wanted to get his hands on Toontown, and he wouldn't stop at anything.
So he gave you the will for safekeeping?
That's what he told me, except when I opened the envelope, there was only a blank piece of paper inside.
A joker to the end.
So where to already? My meter's running!
I have to find my darling husband. I'm so worried about him.
Seriously? What do you see in that guy?
He makes me laugh.
Unfortunate accident. Nothing more treacherous than a slippery road, especially when driving in a maniacal goon vehicle.
Good way.
Don't just stand there, help them. Put them in my car. I think they'll enjoy attending the ribbon cutting at the Acme Factory.
Come on, you men.
It's going to show up in the next 15 minutes, anyway.
What happens in the next 15 minutes?
Toontown will be legally mine, lock, stock, and barrel.
Benny, is that you?
No, it's Shirley Temple. Ah! Oh!
Jumping Jesus, what happened?
Doom grabbed your wife and Valiant and took to the Acme Factory.
The Acme Factory? I know what that is. Get in!
Move over, Raj. You've done enough driving for one night.
Toontown right on the other side of the wall, boy.
You see, Mr. Valiant, the successful conclusion of this case draws the curtains on my career as a jurist in Toontown. I'm retiring to take a new role in the private sector.
That won't be Cloverleaf Industries by any chance, huh?
You're looking at the sole stockholder.
Benny, you go for the cop. I'm going to save my wife.
Be careful with that gun. This ain't no cartoon, you know.
This is no way to make a living.
Wouldn't you know?
Can you guess what this is?
blot the Neptune town off the face of the earth! Vehicle of my own design. 5,000 gallons of heated dip pumped at enormous velocity through a pressurized water cannon. Toontown will be erased in a matter of minutes.
I suppose you think no one's going to notice Toontown's disappeared?
Who's got time to wonder what happened to some ridiculous talking mice when you're driving by at 75 miles an hour?
What are you talking about? There's no road past Toontown.
Not yet. Several months ago, I had the good providence to stumble upon a plan of the city council's, a construction plan of epic proportions. We are calling it a freeway.
Freeway? What the hell's a freeway?
8 lanes of shimmering cement running from here to Pasadena. Smooth, safe, fast. Traffic jams will be a thing of the past.
So that's why you killed that new maroon? For this freeway? I don't get it.
Of course not. You lack vision. But I see a place where people get on and off the freeway. Off and on all day, all night. Soon, where Toontown once stood will be a string of gas stations, inexpensive motels, restaurants that serve rapidly prepared food, tire salons, automobile dealerships, and wonderful, wonderful billboards reaching as far as the eye can see. My God, it'll be beautiful.
Come on. Nobody's going to drive this lousy freeway when they can take a rent car for a nickel.
Oh, they'll drive. They'll have to. You see, I bought the rent car so I could dismantle it.
What the... Let the jet have it. You heard me, I said drop it.
Run! Die!
Yes, it's me, my dearest. I'd love to embrace you, but first, I have to satisfy my sense of moral outrage.
Gun down, you buck-toothed fool!
That's it, Doom. Give me another excuse to pump you full of lead. You thought you could get away with it, didn't you? Ha! We fools may act idiotic, but we're not stupid. We demand justice. By the real meaning of the word, probably hit you like a ton of bricks.
Roger! Roger, say something!
Look! Stop! Ready when you are, Raoul.
Tie the lovebirds together. Put them up on that hook! Use that escape-proof tune rope!
I'm the killer rabbit! Oh, Roger, you were magnificent.
Was I really
better than Goofy? Roger, darling, I want you to know I love you. I've loved you more than any woman's ever loved a rabbit.
It's over, Mr. Valiant. Look out! You fool!
So fast.
One of these days, you idiots are gonna laugh yourselves to death!
Shall I repose of them right now, boss?
Better watch his two friends get dipped and shoot them.
With pleasure.
That's funny to you, ain't it, Needle Nose?
You got a problem with that, Valiant?
No. I just want you to know something about the guy you're gonna get.
Now, Roger is his name. Laughter is his game.
Come on, you dope, untie his rope and watch him go insane.
He's lost his mind.
I don't think so.
This singing ain't my line. It's tough to make a rhyme. If I get stuck, I'm out of luck.
I'm running out of time.
Thanks. Taking falls. I'm bouncing off the wall. Without that gun and have some fun, I'd kick you in the...
No! No, that don't rhyme with wall.
No, but this does.
Worry for you. joke. He's a tomb.
Surprise?
Not really. That lame brain freeway idea could only be cooked up by a tomb.
Not the station!
Safe that was dropped on Acme. I think your lab boys will find that paint's a perfect match.
Judge Doom killed Marvin Acme.
And out came a rope. And my brother.
That's what I call one seriously disturbed tomb.
I'll tell you one thing, Doc. He weren't no rabbit.
Or a duck.
Or a dog.
Or a little wooden boy.
Or a sheep.
Or a woodpecker.
Or a puppy.
What is that?
It's ink. That goof Acme squirted me with something the other night. Why it's coming out now, I don't know.
Here's your answer, Eddie. Acme disappearing, reappearing ink. Boy, that Acme. What a genius.
Applesauce. If he was such a genius, why didn't he leave his will where we could find it? Without it, we're just waiting for another developer's wrecking ball.
Roger.
Yeah?
That love letter you wrote to your wife in the Ink and Paint Club, why don't you read it to him now?
Sure, Eddie. Dear Jessica, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love Acme, of my mind and body. It's the wheel! Do we hereby bequeath in perpetuity the property known as Toontown to those lovable characters, the Toons! Hey, Eddie, that was a pretty funny dance you did for the weasels. Do you think your days of being a sourpuss are over?
Only time will tell.
Yeah, well, put it there, pal.
Yes.
Don't tell me you lost your sense of humor already.
Does this answer your question?
Come on, Roger, let's go home. I'll bake you a carrot cake.
Move along. There's nothing else to see. Yeah, that's all, folks. I like the sound of that. Yeah, that's all, folks.